what, Robin?
Quickly, quickly. Is the buck basket?
I warrant. What, Robin, I say?
Come, come, come.
Here. Here, set it down.
Give your men the charge. We must be brief.
Mary, as I told you before, John and Robert, you're ready here, hard by in the brew house. Yeah. And when I suddenly call you, come forth. And without any pause or staggering, take this basket on your shoulders. That done, trudge with it in all haste and carry it among the Wisters in Datchet Mead. And there, empty it into the muddy ditch close by the Thames side.
You will do it?
Why, I told them over and over, they lack no direction. Be gone and come when you are called.
Here comes little Robin.
And now, my eyes, Musket, what news with you?
My master, Sir John, has come at your back door, Mistress Ford, and requests your company.
You little jack-o'-lant, have you been true to us?
Oh, I have besworn. My master knows not of your being here. And has threatened to put me into everlasting liberty if I tell you of it, for he swears he'll turn me away.
Oh, thou'rt a good boy. This secrecy of thine shall be a tailor to thee, and shall make thee a new doublet and hose. I'll go hide me.
Do so. Go tell thy master I am alone.
Yes, Mistress.
Mistress Page! Remember you, your cue.
I warrant thee, if I do not act it, hiss me.
Go to then. We'll use this unwholesome humidity, this gross, watery pumpkin. We'll teach him to know nuddles from jays.
Have I caught thee, my heavenly jewel? Why, now let me die, for I've lived long enough. And this is the period of my ambition. Oh, this blessed hour.
Oh, sweet Sir John.
Mistress Ford, I cannot cog. I cannot prick, Mistress Ford. Now shall I sin in my wish. I would thy husband were dead.
Oh.
I'll speak it before the best lord. I would make thee my lady.
Aye, your lady, Sir John. Alas, I should be a pitiful lady.
Let the court of France show me such another. I see how thine eye would emulate the diamond. Thou hast the right arch and beauty of the brow that becomes the ship tire, the tire valiant, or any tire of Venetian admittance.
No plain kerchief, Sir John. My brow becomes nothing else nor that well neither.
Thou art a tyrant to say so. Thou'dst make an absolute courtier. And the firm fixture of thy foot would give an excellent motion to thy gait in a semicircled farthingale. I see what thou wert, if fortune thy foe were not as nature thy friend. Come, no, thou canst not hide it.
Believe me, there's no such thing in me.
What made me love thee? Let that persuade thee there's something extraordinary in thee. Ah, oh, come, I cannot cog and say thou this and that like a many of these lisping hawthorn buds that come like women in men's apparel and smell like butler's berry in simple time. I cannot. But I love thee. None but thee. And thou deservest it.
Do not betray me, sir. I fear you love Mistress Page.
Thou might as well say I love to walk by the counter gate, which is as hateful to me as the reek of a lime kiln.
Well, heaven knows how I love you, and you shall one day find it.
Oh, keep in that mind. I'll deserve it.
Nay, and I must tell you, so you do, or else I could not be in that mind.
Mistress Ford, Mistress Ford, here's Mistress Page at the door, sweating
Mistress and Page?
Blowing,
what?
Looking wildly, and wouldn't he speak with you presently?
Oh, but she shall not see me. Oh. I'll ensconce me.
Pray, you do so. She's a very tattling woman.
Oh!
What's the matter? How now?
Oh, Mistress Ford, what have you done? You're shamed, you're overthrown, you're undone forever.
Oh, what's the matter? Oh, good Mistress Page.
Well, a dame, Mistress Ford, having an honest man to your husband to give him such cause for suspicion.
What cause for suspicion?
What cause for suspicion? Out upon you. How am I mistook him?
Why, alas, what's the matter?
Your husband's coming hither, woman, with all the officers in Windsor to search for a gentleman that he says is here now in the house. By your consent to take an ill advantage of his absence, you are undone.
Oh, it is not so, I hope.
Pray heaven it be not so that you have such a man here. But 'tis most certain that your husband's coming with half Windsor at his heels to search for such a one. I am come before to tell you. If you know yourself clear, why, I'm glad of it. But if you have a friend here, convey him out. Be not amazed. Call all your senses to you. Defend your reputation or bid farewell to your good life forever.
What shall I do? Well, there is a gentleman, my dear friend, and I fear not mine own shame so much as his peril. I'd rather £1,000 he were out of the house.
For shame! Oh, never stand. You would rather. Your husband's here at hand. Bethink you of some conveyance. In the house you cannot hide him. Oh, how have you deceived me? Look, here is a basket. If he be of any reasonable stature, he may creep in here and throw foul linen upon him as if it were going to bucket. Or it is whiting time. Send him by your two men to Datchet Mead.
Oh, he's too big to go in there. What shall I do?
Let me see it. Oh. Let me see it. Oh, let me see it. Eileen. Follow your friend's counsel. Eileen.
What, Sir John Falstaff? Are these your letters, knight?
I love thee and none but thee. Help me away. Let me creep in here. I'll never...
Help to cover your master, boy. Call your men, mistress, forward.
John!
You
Robert!
Dissembling knight!
Go, take up these clothes here quickly. Oh, where's the cowl staff? Look how you drumble. Carry them to laundress and dash it meat. Come!
Pray you come near. If I suspect without cause, why then make sport at me? Then let me be your jest. I deserve it.
No.
How now? Whither bear you this?
To the laundress, forsooth.
Why? And what have you to do whether they bear it? You are best meddle with buck washing.
Buck! I would I could wash myself of a buck. Buck, I warrant you, buck. And of the season, too, it shall appear. Gentlemen, I have dreamed tonight. I'll tell you my dream. Here be my keys. Ascend my chambers. Search, seek, find out. I'll warrant we'll unkennel the fox. Let me stop this way first. So, now, Unco!
Good Master Fort, be contented. You wrong yourself too much.
True, Master Page. Up, gentlemen. You shall see sport anon. Follow me, gentlemen.
This is very fantastical humours and jealousies.
By gar, it is not the fashion of France. No, it is not jealousy in France.
Hey, follow him, gentlemen. See the issue of his search.
Oh, is there not a double excellency in this?
I know not which pleases me better, that my husband is deceived, or Sir John.
What a taking was he in when your husband asked who was in the basket?
I'm half afraid he will have need of washing, so throw him into the water. We'll do him a benefit.
Hang him, dishonest rascal. I would all of the same strain were in the same distress.
I think my husband has a special suspicion of Falstaff being here, for I never saw him so gross in his jealousy till now.
I will lay a plot to try that, and we will yet have more tricks with Falstaff. His dissolute disease will scarce obey this medicine.
Shall we send that foolish carrion mistress quickly to him, and excuse his throwing into the water, and give him another hope to betray him to another punishment?
We will do it. Let him be sent for tomorrow, 8 o'clock, to have amends.
I cannot find him. Maybe the knave bragged of that he could not compass.
Five.
You use me well, Master Ford, do you?
I do so.
Heaven make you better than your thoughts.
Amen.
You do yourself mighty wrong, Master Ford.
I must bear it.
If there be anybody in the house and in the chambers and in the coffers and in the presses, heaven forgive my sins at the day of judgment.
By gar, no, I too. There is nobody.
Fie, Master Ford. Are you not ashamed? What spirit, what devil suggests this imagination? I would not have your distemper in this mind for the wealth of Windsor Castle.
'Tis my fault, Master Page. I suffer for it.
You suffer a bad conscience. Your wife is as honest a woman's as I will desire among 5,000 and 500 too.
By gar, I see it is an honest woman.
Well, I promised you a dinner. Come walk in the park. I pray you pardon me. I will hereafter make known to you why I have done this. Come, wife, come. Mistress Page, I pray you pardon me. Pray heartily pardon me.
Oh, let's go in, gentlemen. But trust me, we'll mock him. I do invite you tomorrow morning to my house to breakfast. After we'll a birding together. I have a fine hawk for the bush. Shall it be so?
Anything.
If there is one, I shall make two in the company.
If there be one or two, I shall make the third.
Pray you go, Master Page.
Oui, qu'est-ce que tu veux?
I pray you now, remembrance tomorrow on the lousy knave, mine host.
Oh, that is good, my gar, with all my heart.
A lousy knave, to have his Sunday's mockery.
Ah.